Mishnebura brings down as a minig Lel Shavuos to daven late, then when it's for sure nacht. The Mokir is, the Mogen Avrob, Ashtet Sheva Shabbos Istmimo Istihiyeno Ad Lemocha Ashtet Shabbos Ashvi Istisburu Chamishim Yoyim. So that is a aloche from Sheva Shabbos Istmimo Istihiyeno. And only after Sheva Shabbos Istmimis Shavuos comes, the Mele, even in every Yontef, we can mekabel, meplaga mincha, we can have an earlier Shabbos, early Yontef, and Shavuos, you have to be makpi to daven mayriv only after it's for sure nach. If you look inside the Mekoyres from the Magen Avraham speaks about Kiddush and the Seude. Magen Avraham doesn't speak about mayriv. Because it could be Ma'ariv like it could be before. Yomtev, Simchas Yomtev, so that's Yomtev, Tav Zayin Banacht. In the Melaktim, a Ma'ariv of them, but we have to wissen, it's not the Mokim, we spoke about once by Al-Chove, Shita Subchaim Kanievsky in Shmir Shabbos, that Toises Shabbos and Toises Yomtev is not Chal Me'elov. You have to say, Areini Mekabel Toises Shabbos, Areini Mekabel Toises Yomtev. If you don't say it, so you're not Mekayim the Mitzvahs Esef from Toises Shabbos and Toises Yomtev. Person could be 100 years old and he was never Mekayim Tosfos. It's not Chal Me'elov. If you Mekabel it, it's Chal. If you're not Mekabel it, you're not Mekayim that mitzvah. One mitzvah less. But the Nafkamina is that even in Shavuos, if you Machmir, Taka to Davin Ma'ariv late, but not to forget to Mekayim the mitzvah from Tosfos Yontef, that the Mekabel of himself, before Yontef, Areini Mekabel alai Tosfos Yontef. Now, Siddur Chumre, that the ladies also don't light the Neres Yontef before Nacht. But Be'ikir is because the Birka Shechiyonu, that again, that Shavuos is only Chal by Nacht. For Bochrim, even the ones that light in the Dearest, well, anyway, our meaning is that the Bochrim don't do Shechiyonu, even if they make Lehadlik, but maybe let's not negate this Chumre. Now, Medav Wissen, that Bochrim that are not planning to sleep in the Dira, and they're not planning to have a Suda in the Dira, again, if they light with a Brocha, I'm not going into this, but Zundar Shmuz of a Bochrim Bichal has to light with a Brocha. But even if he lights with a Brocha in his Dira, he has to know this week, Shavuos, if he's not planning to sleep there, and not planning to eat there, not to light with a Brocha. Now, the Ramor brings down a Minik, in Tov Tzadik Dalet, Seif Beis, Noyagim Lishtoyach Asovim B'Shavuos B'Beit HaKnesses. As a minig to put green grass in the shul and in the house, Zecher L'Simchas Matan Torah. Zecher L'Simchas Matan Torah. Shabura says, Sheneemar V'Atzoin V'Boker Al Yiru El Mul Ahorahu. V'Aistah Yisgiven Asach Gute Mireh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell, stop the sheep to going there. Mechatei said the sheep will go to Mimir Adolten. Weiss that he's given a good Mimir Adolten. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that is another minig. Chutz from the grass was a minig to put trees. Noyagim lehamid ilonis, why? I'll see that I didn't have trees, had only grass. But because Bachag nidoinim ala ilon. Al Peres Ha'ila. B'Shavuos Nidoinim Al Peres Ha'ila. So it's interesting. You see the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Ramah says, Noyagim Lishtoyach Asovim B'Shavuos U'Besakneses V'Abatim. V'Zog the Mishnah Berurah, V'Noyagim Lehamed Ilonis B'Besakneses Zecher B'Vai Zecher Le'Atzeres Nidoinim Al Peres Ha'ila. V'Agro Bitel Minek Ze Mishum She'Arsho V'Choy Ko'amim Lehamed Ilonis B'Chag Shaloy. The Goyim was Mevatel this Minek. Now, as a shayla, what the goyin was mevatel? Again, the Ramah says to put grass, the Mishbura says, and also trees. And then the goyin was mevatel because the goyin put trees. So the Shmir Shabbos, when I said Tas Ichgila on Alamor, and I found Tak in Maiserav, the new Girse, that the goyin was only mevatel the trees. The goyin by the Yotzach, Vesish Ruf Medalton, their day, they also have trees. Kiss trees, Epis Azazach. So keneged, so b'mele, we don't want to look like goyim, so we mevatel the trees. But there's no reason to mevatel the grass. There's no reason to mevatel the grass. But the Orach HaShulchan brings down that the goyim meant to mevatel the ganze zach. L'mayis, in most yeshivas today, you don't see grass and trees, b'chlal. It's more chsidish ha'olam, ma'akbid on it. But they look like the Orach HaShulchan that everyone was mevatel it. But it's like nochamol be'emes as good in the goyim was only mevatel the trees. The goyim was not mevatel the grass. Now the Rama brings down nochamineg. Mineg lechoil ma'achol echolov b'yom rishon shel shvuos. It's a mineg to eat milchiks on the first day of shvuos. Now, if you look in the Ramah, with that reason, this ganze minig became a ganze teireheim. But I'm getting good to say, what's the minig exactly? The Ramah himself says the reason you have to eat milchiks is, he says, Azevi lela seder, stated we have two tafshilim and the keoro, zroya and a beitza, one is zecher la pesach, and one is zecher to the chagige. The zelbe zach in shvuas, we have chagige, or we had shtei alechem, so we want to make a zecher. So what would be the zecher? If we eat milchiks and fleishiks in the same meal, it'll be a zecher. The minig was that it came to the Suda, they ate milchiks in the beginning of the Suda, they washed their hands, they washed their mouths, they changed the tablecloth, and they put fleishiks. And they had separate breads, like we'll see the halacha is, you're not allowed to use the same bread for milchiks and fleishiks, to be makpid it. People are not nizar on it enough. You have to be makpid, the same bread cannot be for milchiks and fleishiks. Ramot brings down like a tchili, even to state in Ramot, they have two salt shakers. So the Heintike Poiskim say they have two ketchups. To be makpid, they have two ketchups. Again, Mekene Zogin says a chiyuv, but lemaise, especially places that you see talking that people are not nizal, if the Ramah says they have two salt shakers, so people that are very busy with ketchup, Dachzach, it's much more important to have two ketchups also. Again, especially Mr. Hashem, when you have kids, I think this is Takazach, they have a milchik ketchup and a fleishik ketchup. And when we call Mekoyim, Azei Dok the Ramah, this was the minik. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings Tumah Min Hagim, and lefi that, Be'etzem, what the Heindike today punks a choshim in Gemam, Taka asked me, he's planning to do the Ramah, Taka the same Suda. But most people, Taka, one meal eat milchiks, one meal, the feed this reason is garnished. They're not in the kind of minhag, it's garnished. But there's two more reasons to eat milchiks. The Torah was Nimshal, L'chola v'dvash, Chola v'dvash, Tachas l'shoynech. And there's another reason, the Mishneh Berurah brings down B'shem God l'echod, that he says like this, when they got the Torah in Shavuos, and he says, even though they only heard Aseres HaDibros, but Shteit Rebbe Sa'adi going that everything is Romuz and Aseres HaDibros, so they were mekabel kol ha'Torah kula up in Shavuos. They were mekabel kol ha'Torah kula. They went down from Bar Sinai, they didn't have what to eat. Why? The knives, they have to check the knives. Then they machen ha'Shechita. Kosher Hashchit. Then you have to salt the meat. You have to make nikku. Then you have to find kosher dishes that were not used in the last 24 hours. So they couldn't eat fleishiks. Shvach Hechsher Nish given them all. So they didn't have what to eat. So the mele, they decided to eat milchiks. Zecher to that akpode. That Klal Yisrael was so nizar, nicht zu essen, treif, we eat milchiks. So I'm like, that bocher heint, you know, but to go to eat milchiks in a shayla, in a treifidike place, that's a mamish verkehrt for the ganze minig. Verstehe, it's chotsch to eat this milchiks, to eat in a kosher weg. Not to eat milchiks, nicht shvues, nicht in a kosher weg, zecher ha Klal Yisrael wo makvin, nicht zu essen, treif. I'm not speaking nothing specific. Now, so we'll go back to the Ramos Mineg, that the Mineg was to eat in the same Suda and the same suda fleishiks and milchiks. So the Mishnah Berurah brings like this. That you don't have to stop, we'll go later about to the aloche, you don't have to stop in between the suda. For the Ramos Mineg, they started the meal from milchiks, and they changed to fleishiks. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you wash your hands, you eat a piece of bread or something to clean your mouth, you drink something, you wash your face, your mouth, you change the tablecloth, and you bring fleishiks. So the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to bench in between the milchiks and the fleishiks. We'll see about these different places that you have to bench. But here the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to bench in between the milchiks and fleishiks. But Kitay Lomas and Sharatziyu. I think it's 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Zokta, this halacha that I'm telling you that you don't have to bench and you could go to fleishiks, what would be Zokta if he ate hard cheese? And the milchik he ate hard cheese. Im ochal gvima kosha, so first you have to bench, and also you have to wait 6 hours before you eat fleishiks. They pass them sharatzir. But if you eat hard cheese, till you eat fleishiks, you have to wait 6 hours. It brings it down, b'shem b'prim egodim, b'isek achroin. That if you eat hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours till you eat the fleishiks. But we'll go back to the halachas. I'm going to end it in the minhagim. Lemaise is couple minhagim. Is a minhag by a lot of people that by night they eat milchiks and by day fleishiks. This minhag was from the stipler. Now a lot of machmirim taina that you have to eat 2 fleishik meals in yontif. Ein simcha ala bebasa. You heard someone lel Shabbos eats milchiks? So the minhag you have to zecha. The Ramah said to eat milchiks and fleishiks. You only making milchiks? Priesting people are making today machen milchiks in the morning. But Suda Shabbos? Suda Shabbos is basa. So this machmirim takeh, the only eitzah is that they eat milchiks and fleishik in the same suda. Some people takeh, bichlal don't eat milchiks, they make a kiddush. By day, I know a lot of people, but in the morning, and the kiddush, they eat a little bit of cheese, b'shu yaitzah the ganze zach. Now, just to know the aloche, before we go back to basa b'chol of dike aloches, but the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't have to bench in between the milchiks and fleishiks if you're not eating hard cheese. You ate yogurt or something, and now, Mishnah Berurah says that you don't have to bench, it's enough to wash your hands and your face and to adoche v'shtife. Some poskim bring down that during the year you're not allowed to eat in the same suda milchiks and fleishiks. Al pi de zohar, you have to wait a half an hour, an hour. But in lel shvuas, steht in poskim, then you could be mekel. As they zogt, the prime godim, the Noam Elimelech already brings down that even the people that are makpid, al pi de zohar, aber mikol makoim, lel shvuas, they're allowed to eat milchiks and then fleishiks. So, now that we're oisik ashtikol, let me gain tzurik be'etzom, we're holding in the middle of yuchis baso b'cholov. We'll be mamshich, chelek beis, et baso b'cholov. We'll be mamshich, we'll start to take it from the place we're holding, from these alochis ashtikol, we'll try ashtikol to mesalo them a bit more close. We mentioned last year, the alochis, midayraisa, you're not allowed to eat flesh, meat, real meat, with milk cooked together. With the rabbanon, we said, rabbanon asad, not only when it's cooked together, even if it's mixed together, you're not allowed to cook it. They're not allowed to eat it. Chazal assert another halacha. Not only they assert to eat basa b'cholov that is not cooked, that it's mixed together, they assert you a new chumre, and it's mamash chumre, but Rabbanon assert it, that after you ate fleishiks, you can't eat milchiks. And not only flesh, even if you ate chicken, chicken with milk cooked together is a derabona. Mixed together is a derabona. But Chazal amachmir to uns, we don't eat it. Not only together, not only mixed, even flesh, 6 hours you have to wait. Stam derech agav, the Gemara brings down one amore, his father waited 24 hours. He says, I wait only 12. Ah, yiridas aderes, azay zoktam. Frek derech chaim shmulevitz, what yiridas aderes? So wait, 24? Bishleim Elovah Zohar, a person says, my father learned Beretzifus 10 hours while Shavuos. I only could learn 5. No, Yiridas Aderes, I can't sit more than 5. Yiridas Aderes. But a person says, oh, my father kept 24 hours after Fleishiks. Yiridas Aderes, I'm only holding in 12. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levi's gizok, it's doch chumras. Me'igel din 6 hours is enough. He was so careful, he didn't want to have gomish 24 hours. You can't ois machen yenem. You have to halzach in the chumre. You can't stand take a chumre out. He said, I feel 12, I'm holding in a madrege to be machmir. 24, I'm not holding in that madrege. You can't stand nemen yenem's chumre. The halacha is you have to wait after flesh. The lashon haShulchan Aruch lo yoichal achar sheochal boso beheime echay yoif gvino ad shish hashos. It's the yerdei chilek alef. They pass in the Shulchan Aruch and pay this. Och al bosor afilu shel chay v'oif lo yechal gvina achov ad she'ish she'ish shots ve'afilu im shor kishir im yesh bosor ben ha'shinayim tzorich le'asir. Even after 6 hours you find something in between the teeth, you have to take it out. But we see an interesting chumra from the Bada Ashulcha. Why take a Chazal made up this issu to wait 6 hours? Some other zach. But mixed together is the Rabbanan. Mixed together. Rabbi Yashiv said once, Tam, this is chinuch, v'amat n'tere. You know, today, all the naye zach, and you feel all these poiskim, you know, that are not poiskim, machen tzirufim, and the matter, yeah? Mechateise, you know, mechateise etzdos, and mechateise etzdos. Is that if a person will go with this kulis, yeah, stuff like the Rabbanan and the Kafalos and the Dachodam, be so all different tzirufim. He said, so Chazal, the chicken is the Rabbanan. It's not cooked. You ate it 6 hours ago. What Chazal machen is a chokas? We're going out to learn a ganze halachas in it. We see, if a person will cook with Heidegger, cook with his tzirufim, say, no, chicken already, 6 hours. Even if it's cooked, it's the Rabbanon and dust. It's geit nicht das in Halacha. So why Taki Chazal said to wait 6 hours? So there's two reasons in the poiskim. One reason, because the basar stays in between the teeth. And when you will drink milk in the next 6 hours, you will have basar b'cholov mixed in your mouth together. What happens after 6 hours? Or after 6 hours, it leaves the teeth already. Or even if it stays there, it doesn't have a shame meat. It loses. It says in Chazal, Oida Basar Ben Shineim. Say that Basar Ben Shineim is a Basar, but there's a limit of hours. If I get Einar Gizot, Oida Basar Ben Shineim. What is Oida Basar Ben Shineim? Noch 6 hours, Shein Nishkin Basar Ben Shineim. They died before the 6 hours passed. Because Nochtem is Nishkin Basar Ben Shineim. This is one reason. Another reason is because every time when you eat flesh, the fat goes up. You know, you feel in your mouth like a flesh you can taste. So what? Not a problem. But, and then you drink milk, it looks like you're eating basar v'cholov together. It looks like it. So while it looks like it, mid rabbanan they asked it. Now, we paskin both l'chumre. Shchonoch paskin, mishkin chumre. This is the hainu. After 6 hours you find a piece of meat, you have to take it out. Because if you're the second time, 6 hours don't get rid of the piece of meat in the mouth. It's only because when you make, you bring up ear, something will be a flesh you can taste. What would be nafkamin? As long as the poiskim, if someone chews for a little kid, he has a little son, can't eat, so he chooses and he takes it out. He has to wait now 6 hours because it got stuck in between the teeth. All of fakel, he didn't chew, he just swallowed. He has to wait 6 hours. Both ways. Now, the Mechaber says, you have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait 6 hours. The Ramah brings down, Yesh oimrim de'ein tzorich lehamtin shel shoes. Ve'aminag poshut lehamtin achilas boso shoachas. Ve'yesh oimrim ויש מדגדקים להמתין ששועס אחר חילס בוסו לגבינה וחי נוכל לעשות. So, the Rambam brings down a machlekes. The Taz says, כל מי שיש בו ריח תרה, has to be makpid 6 hours. למעשה, the minhagim are in Germany, in that area, they kept 3 hours. זה עושה גוון גיבוית על רבין ירוחם. And, what was in, Holland, they kept 1 hour. Aber lemeister bestimmt mir sagen gesagt, als er bin Tere has to keep 6 hours. Well, a friend of mine, he was a chweis, I don't know from where, he was a French, but I don't know from what it was, a smoker. I think he kept 3 or 4 or 5, chweis nicht genau how much. His wife kept 6. And, you know, they got married. If he wanted to take off from the hours, they went to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman told them, Abin Tere keeps 6. Kol mi sheyesh bi ruach Tere keeps 6 hours. Now, the shaila is, what is 6 hours? It's a big machlek, is what is 6 hours? A lot of people keep 6 hours, 6 hours. 60 minutes times 6. Some people say it's enough most of the 6 hours. Al pide meiri and chulin kufei. Like, the Lashon Rov, Shemazamon Auerbach told me once that is a shita that holds 5 and a half in a minute. 5:31. The Mokir is Lashon HaRambam Keshei Shoes. Everyone in his meaning. Now, it's a big chumre from the Badei HaShulchan. Nicht alle, the Zerzov is not masking with him. But Zerzov, like, what would be if a person is 5 and a half hours after a fleishik meal and he's playing with his teeth and he feels like a little piece of meat and he pulls it out and he swallows it. He says another 6 hours. Zerzov is the Badei HaShulchan. The Zerzov Zok Nei, the time starts to count from before. Yeah? But if he takes it out, he doesn't have to keep another 6 hours. But if he swallowed it, even if it's very small, the Badei HaShulchan is Machmir, gehört as Andre Choshesh to them. I know, but it's only if he wants it, if the other side has a shame meat. Now, from when you count the 6 hours, so the Psak that was Niskabel and Klal Yisrael is 6 hours, but listen till the end, because sometimes people have a mistake here. 6 hours for the time you finish to eat the meat. Then in Lomazog, when you have a Suda Shabbos, the chunk with the meat is served 12 o'clock. Nochtem Seifzach on Zmires, with cake, with garinim, with alle Sachen, bis 3 o'clock. The 6 hours is from 12. Dol Chashulchan is machmir of them. He holds you count the 6 hours from the time you finish the meal. But that's a chumud dike shita. So no mention America girl as folk tzach alle was shet no chashulchan. These people take after machmir of them echad. Aber is one chumre. Amor you go la mazog and tzah rebe shechasana. And they serve fleishiks. Yeah, they serve fleishiks 10 o'clock. The mitzvah times is 4 o'clock in the night. They want to bring coffee. The people are tired already. They want to serve coffee. Yeah, they clean off the tables already. Shen, they got some ice. Aber lemaise, they didn't bench yet. You're not allowed to drink the coffee. Even if 6 hours passed, there's an issur to eat in the same Suda Basal Becholov. We will make it before, after milchiks, maybe in the same Uda to eat fleishiks. But in the same time, if you didn't bench, even if 6 hours will pass in the meal, that means it's going to be a normal house also. But that's klal. So you bench and then you can have your coffee. So you bench and you bench and then you can have your coffee. Alle wil dat zijn, even als die paar schachjes, maar dat is een ander probleem. Now, what would be if you're not sure if 6 hours passed? This is a very common shaila. I'm not sure when we finished. Not sure when we finished. So there's a list of achroinim that I make them. Versteh's? It's a sofek der rabbonon von al-choke, yeah? The Dar Kitshuve, Madonna Ashulchon, Shul Shevet HaKerosi, the Yad Yehuda, and the Zer Ashulchon HaMachmir, the Maise, and the Badei Ashulchon, he says that if you can be Mevarel, HaMeker Lo Hifsid, especially if it's only after chicken. I would never say this to Rufim Alein. So especially if it's after chicken, so the Rabbonin Shevet HaRabbonin Bitasofik. Let me again weiter. You have Parev. We spoke last week, Parve. So a person ate pariv that was cooked in a fleishik meal. I'm sorry. It's a different shayla. He ate pariv that was cooked in a fleishik dish. So we spoke last week that there's two kinds of dishes. Ein bin yoymer and a bin yoymer. We're speaking now that it was cooked in a dish that is bin yoymer. I know a fleishik dish that is a ben yoymer that was cooked flesh with it in the last 24 hours, and you cooked rice with it. Now if you eat this rice, we said you're not allowed to eat this rice with milk together. But if you eat rice, you don't become fleishiks. You don't become fleishiks. As a different shayla, we'll have to leave it to next week. And this everyone asks the shayla, alama blineda. Lama zogin, you don't like chicken. But you come to the house, they serve potatoes. And yeshivas mir, it's very, very negeh. Lama zogin, you don't like the chicken, you like the potatoes. The chum. Lama zogin, you don't like the meat, you eat only the potatoes of the chum. So your mamish fished out only potatoes, no meat on it, and you ate the potatoes. Now after 3 hours, you want to drink milchiks. This is already potatoes that were cooked with flesh together. There we'll see if in most poiskim you are fleshiks, but I want to leave it open, we'll see different chilukim in it. The Bible is speaking on a fleshik dish that was not with flesh, was no mamash's flesh in it. We'll have to see, in that case, we only have the reason that the taste of the flesh maybe comes up. There's no flesh in between them. The way we're speaking in a flesh kiddish, then you don't become flesh. We'll go weiter. Now, so these are the halachas after fleshiks to eat milchiks. What is the halacha after milchiks to eat fleshiks? So we said that mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to miyad, you have to wash your hands, wash your mouth, or drink something, eat something, wipe yourself, and then you're allowed to eat. Like at chile state, you have to wait a half an hour. Like at chile, to bench. But again, we said, different poskim I make it. Now comes the main shayla. It's a halacha that a lot of people don't know. The Rambam brings down, what would be if a person ate cheese? Yesh machmirim. Afilu bebosor achar gvino. We saw the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Shaar HaTziyud that if you ate hard cheese, you're not allowed to eat meat after it. Even chicken. Not only meat, even chicken. Zokter v'yesh makilim v'ein limchos minu toiv le'achmir. Paskin deramot toiv le'achmir. Ramos Oktoiv, the Shaar HaTziyun brings it down like it's a chiyuv already. Shaar HaTziyun by us, in Hilchos Shavuos, but he says if you ate cheese, you have to wait for 6 hours, you have to bench. Like we said, you're not allowed to eat in the same meal, and you have to wait for 6 hours. As they pass him Lefi that, Kontois, if someone ate pizza Friday afternoon, he can't eat fleishiks for 6 hours. Pizza is made bederech klal from hard cheese, they melt it on it. If you went inside the store, they take hard cheese, they put it on a piece of dough, it goes into the oven. When it comes out, you don't see that it's hard. But it's made from hard cheese, it's not made from yogurt. This is called hard cheese. What do you think hard cheese means? Like a spender? So how do you eat it? It's two types. I don't see the Shaar HaTziyun doesn't write. We speak in Shaar HaTziyun, if they ask, find out what was in Radin. We know already in the time of Mishneh Berurah, he speaks about the hard cheese that was in Radin. It's not 100. Radin was not Swiss. Radin is not Swiss. So, Lomagain Mivarazain. I want one Zach to know. Listen. Birtu Hashem, we'll go Duch the Shittas. I know exactly what is Swiss cheese and what is this cheese. We'll go Bab. I have even a list of different names of cheese. Bab. But I want one Zach. First, Sidoa Meratzes. A lot of people were brought up, they never knew this halacha bichlal. Then it goes all the way around also. First of all, we'll visit the halacha. So visit the halacha. You don't have to learn your day for that. You can learn Mishneh Berurah, Hilchos Shavuos, Shaar HaTziyun, and to know this halacha, that after cheese you don't eat flesh. Now, let me get mevarza. Why the halacha is that after hard cheese you're not allowed to eat meat? So the Taz brings down Yesh Machmiri. What are the hard cheese? He brings down, it's a hard cheese that was 6 months sitting. It has to be a hard cheese for 6 months. Or that it has like worms inside. Why? He says like this. Because the reason you're not allowed to eat flesh, he says you can't say because it gets... The reason we said that you're not allowed to eat milchiks after flesh is because we said two reasons. The meat gets stuck in your teeth. And also because the taste goes up. So hard cheese doesn't get stuck inside your teeth. So the only reason is because the taste goes up. In fact, I met this year, this week, a Yid. I don't know who he is. An Alta Yid. He told me, you spoke last year on the hard cheese. I told him, yeah. He told me he went downstairs, he bought the tape from last year. And he wanted to tell me a story. When he was a kid, they had this hard cheese, Bata B'Mazber. He said he never tasted it because for hours later, what you ate, you felt like you're eating cheese. Mamash, like the Taz says, it just went up the taste. So as Imam, when he was a kid, remember, he couldn't, he Mamash, today he likes hard cheese. So, but then he said he couldn't eat it. You ate it for hours. What you ate, you felt you're eating hard cheese. So look what the Taz says. And he says, Lefi that, come, there's a story in the time. But he says, a person will not eat hard cheese. He will just eat butter. Or he will eat cheese that was just mamish made now. Not hard cheese. Zag the Taz, you don't have to be machmir. Only Misha noik to sefes precious with zeros. If you noik to sefes zeros with precious, even if it's not a hard cheese, even if it's a normal hard cheese, it doesn't have to be from 6 months. But this is only for people that take noik to sefes zeros with precious. But the normal mention, take it only if it's really hard cheese. As I said, Pshat in the Ramo. We have a Sefer Teres Achatos, that's in the Sefer from the Ramo Alein. The Ramo Shreib Dalton, the reason I'm telling you not to eat meat after cheese, the hard cheese gets stuck in between the teeth, like flesh. Now, what happens in our cheese? So Rabbi Yashi holds, our cheese, someone told me he went, he bring from America, like, you know, they have these 101 cheese. He bring 108, means you're gonna be gados. He bring it to Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said, yeah, this is hard cheese, yeah. And Rabbi Yashiv holds after that cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. In Sefer Choyka Melech, he brings down a tshuva, they ask Rabbi Yashiv about pizza. It's not even hard cheese already, it's melted in the oven. He said, you're right, but Mikol Makom, the taste goes up. And I think I remember once, I ate a pizza for hours later. Sometimes you have a heartburn. You mamish feel for hours later. Mishkin spices. I checked it. Does it the cheese? It's like the does it the cheese. When I say it's like in Pisra, Aloche, Sefer HaKash. Now, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would say to wait 6 hours after every yellow cheese. It was a mice in Kolteire Friday, a group of Bochrim, that's a chutzlar, it's a man. They went and bought themselves like, you know, a couple of pizzas. And then someone told them they can't go to eat now on Shabbos in the yeshiva, fleishiks. So they went to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He said, for this time we can make it for them. But the next time don't do it. Was it the pshat for next day? It's a chumra. It's a chumra. Well, he said they'll get stuck. They'll get stuck. Now, even not only that, for sure the real old hard cheese got stuck. They say that old hard cheese, I spoke to Mumchim, was mamish like a block. Mamish, you had to scrape it, take off it. Abba Shlomo Zalman said it's loy pluk. Wait. And the Pnina Amor, he brings down, El Tzahan, this is where he starts with Chumre. He brings down Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, Yesh Machmirim. He said that today, in the technology that they have, they managed to get to the results where the old days took 6 months to get in the cheese, they do it with chemicals in 24 hours. This is called, the Taz says that if the cheese was waiting for 6 months, has a special deep taste. Right? As they Taz? Zakta, with our machines and our chemicals, today this is what we do. And Taki Azay. Among you gave blood, you had to wait for 2 weeks. They, 2 hours, they get the same result. It's a great gicherheit. So they get the germs to run quick inside the cheese. And it's a great, so now got the schools how to do it. About that, in 24 hours. And they say, Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, Shubhaz Vahanog, Le'umas them. They say, B'Shem Rabar and Kotler, and this is the reason in America, the Oilam are very makel. Said, today he doesn't know, he didn't see hard cheese. Said, if you find a piece of hard cheese, you have to scrape it with a grater to take dozens of hard cheese. Chutz on that, Rabar and said, it's medafnish. And the Ber Moshe, the Butziner, also was matirit. Ravos no Lumas then was machmir. Now, Rabbi Yashi, if time is another zach. Maybe before that, see, though in England, in Switzerland, was a choshev rov, Rabbi Daniel Levy. I was trying to get hold of him before, but he was nishdor, I mean, he was kid, or nifter geworden. He said, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein told him that our cheese, even if it waited a couple months, it's a garnish. It's not called hard cheese. Maybe the real Swiss cheese. Maybe the real Swiss cheese. And if he brings a rifle and has some safer. Now, I want this to misado the inyonim. We have Be'etzem to divide it to three places. The El Tisroldike people, all of them are machmir take, not to eat flesh after yellow cheese. 6 hours. I'll tell you, it's not the Meiser. This kid that came over to me told me, I'm American. All of my life, I never kept 6 hours after cheese. All of my kids in my Eniklach come back now. And they said that all the neighbors keep. So I came to ask you what to do. Mitzad Echol, I don't want that they will think that we're not Jewish. Mitzad Sheni, our minig is not to. I could change my minig lechumre. It's time to change a minig. If you're living in, I don't know, a good minute to them in a rope, for us to take a good minute. I say, bli neida. But I'm saying, you know, it's Yisrael take the oil of a machmer on it very much. In America, the oil of a shtickle more maker. Now, but you have to know when you make it, you have to know to divide it to three zachen. When you have hard cheese, like a Swiss cheese, that you really could see, like, you know, mamash, you see, like, green on it, as a real hard cheese, take it, you have to wait. Not only that, if you have cheese that is already 6 months, also, without waiting. Not only that, Rabbi Eliashiv Taina is that the 6 months, you could carry the shelf life. It's time that it's on a shelf. The most to make the cheese takes them 3 days, not like the old days, 6 months. But then, till it comes to you, it lays on the shelf for months. You're right, and the fresh yellow cheese, you know, they're not. They'll get spoiled. But they have, Rabbi Yashi says, innovating it changes. Machmishtais. He says, Baruchach, if we use the chemicals, so the chemicals may, you can't have to use the, it's a gate, Nishtase. Other gate, he says, the shelf counts also. Now, as another Zach, you have to know, they have these triangle cheeses. They're white, like soft white. The Mumchim Taine, say, I didn't hear, in my house, I never heard that Tva'ilam HaMachmer on it. But later in the years I heard that the Mumchim Taine, that inside here they put pieces of cheese that was already 6 months. They take this real hard cheese, they grind them and they put them inside. That mevaras it. So the motion in this cheese, these also take the taste that all goes up also to Apo Shiguta Shoes. You could check. So the male dear Taki, you will have to wait. Dear, you will have to wait. It's a Yid with Moshe Vayer. He had a lot of books on bugs, so he has a lot of Zabzakhesa Mumcha Fedarinian. He printed a newspaper like 5 years ago, 10 years ago. He got from Tnuva, and it's Yisrael, the milk company, the main company is Tnuva. He got a list from them. This was in 89, it says here. But he got a list from them how long the cheese stand. I don't know the names exactly. It's a kind of cheese called chilled. Normally it's in between 5 to 12 months till they start, take it out. So now, Prumusur Chveis 12 to 24 months. Parmesan Chveis is going to... There's one Karshabel, 6 months. Amsterdam is 2 months. I'm just saying, you think all the cheeses today are not 6 months. So a mechubadika list of 6 months. I don't know if we have a Messiah from Rabban Kotler and Rabban Moshe and these are Amutim. We have a Messiah and the yellow cheese that want to drink your hands again, Gich. But if they say today, all these people go to these fancy places, so, again, on the other problems, you have to know these fancy cheeses, pashtus, you have to wait 6 hours after them. It's like, nochmal, jeder eine ist toll in sein Minek. Jeder eine ist toll in sein Minek. Aber, not zu wissen, das ist ein Loch.